everyone. I have a new tutorial today, and in this video, I'll be showing you how to create some golden bars, like the ones you can see here. Many people have requested that I do this tutorial because they've seen this design on my channel, and they want to be able to create it themselves. So let's get started. You want to firstly open up an image you will want to use to edit, so I've just got a blank canvas here. And the first thing we're going to do is create a brushed metal background. But the thing is, I've already created a tutorial on how to create a brushed metal background. So I'm not going to do it all over again. I'm going to place a link on the screen and in the description so you can go and watch that tutorial. Once you've finished watching it, just come back to this video. Now that we've created the brushed metal background, we're going to be creating the actual golden bars. So let's create a new layer and let's name it Bar. We are then going to get our rectangular marquee tool, and then we are going to draw out a selection for the bar. But I want it to have perfect measurements, so I'm going to turn on my grid to make it easier for me to make my selection. Once you've made your selection, you can just go ahead and turn off our grid. We then want to go to our gradients and create a new gradient, which has a very light gold or beige color in the middle, then two darker, browner, beige-ish colors on the outside, like I've created here. We're then going to choose that gradient and then drag from the bottom upwards. But the thing is, I want it to go perfectly straight, so I'm going to hold Shift to make sure it goes in a straight line. We're then going to add a slight noise to this bar. So let's go to Filter, Stylize, Noise. We're then going to make sure monochrome isn't selected, then choose 1 as our amount. This has just made a very small difference. Then just click OK. We're then going to create a new layer and drag it underneath the bar. And let's name it Shadow. Keeping our selection from before, we're going to get our Paint Bucket tool, select black as our color, then fill. We're then going to deselect, and you can do this on your keyboard by holding down Command D. We're then going to go to Filter, Blur, Gaussian Blur, then blur to around 30. Now that we've created one, we can easily duplicate them so that they go all along the page. So I'm going to merge them together, then duplicate them. I'm then going to turn back on my grid so that my bars will be perfectly in line with each other. Then just keep on duplicating them until we get to the end. Once you've got them all in line where you want them to be, you can just turn off your grid. And you can now see that we've got our nice golden bars as seen on my channel layout. Thanks for watching, and I hope you enjoyed this tutorial. But before I leave, I just wanted to say a big thank you to Telestream for giving me a free copy of ScreenFlow. ScreenFlow is a great screen recorder that allowed me to do all these cool effects in this video. So I just wanted to say a big thank you to them.